Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on January 25th, 2024, and we're going to break down each life path number and the energies that you could be working with around this full moon. Before we get into the forecast, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or forecast, please take a look at my website and see which service best works for you. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me there. The link for that is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. Life path number 9. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 16-7 and owl energy. And I feel like I say this every single time for nines, but this is some pretty, this is some deep healing kind of energy. I feel like you all are always working with some kind of intense energy, but this is really has the potential to be incredibly beautiful. Now, it is around a full moon, so, you know, it's a shorter cycle, depending on what it is that you need to be, you know, moving through or looking at type thing or healing. It can be most potent during the full moon, or it can take, you know, until the next full moon, or it can be a storyline that started around this full moon that continues on. It really depends on the individual. But for the most part, and generally speaking, this is a shorter cycle. So this will be something that you may have already been working on. This may be something that comes to light around this time that you will then initiate and start to work on. But it could be something that you're closing out at this time. So it's something maybe that you've been working on healing that you are closing out, finishing that process, and then now ready to move into the next phase, right? Or move forward after you've healed whatever this is. So with the 16-7 energy, there's this process of moving through something physical or very physical into some kind of spiritual transformation. Typically, it's through some kind of very physical experience or, again, healing some kind of past physical trauma or something like that, that leads to some kind of spiritual awakening, some kind of spiritual transformation. So it's like asking you to take a deep dive, to clean out the cobwebs, so to speak, and then create something very different from that new awareness. What's interesting is with owl energy, this is like seeing through the illusions, seeing through the darkness, and there's a strong wisdom associated with owls, right? So it's like seeing through the illusion, seeing through the physical 3D layer into the depths of the soul, right? Into the depths of the experience. And that creates some kind of greater awareness. It can also create this opportunity to tap into some kind of deeper wisdom that's already a part of you, but that you might not have access to at the moment because of those layers, right? The physical layers. So, or, you know, whatever the layers are that sort of were created from some kind of physical experience. And so the 7 always helps us to dive deeper, to get to the truth of something. And sometimes that can be a little bit, not challenging, but it can be, you know, intense because it forces us to go within, to look at what it is that maybe we have been avoiding, what it is that we are afraid to see about ourselves. The 7 is always about greater self-discovery. And the 16 brings in that very physical component that says, you know, often when we have to move through something in this very human experience, that movement through whatever that is, and oftentimes it's something challenging or some kind of a lesson, creates a greater understanding of self. It creates it sort of forces us to eventually come back to ourselves, go within and, you know, find our strengths, see what we're made of, understand where it is that maybe we have some limiting belief systems, maybe where we could entertain some new perspectives, et cetera, et cetera. So I have the feeling that this full moon could bring in some great transformational opportunities for you all. But really, ultimately, the goal is for greater self-discovery. So you could find, you know, you could discover parts of yourself that you weren't even aware of, right, with this full moon. And it's very possible that through, again, through that awareness, you then will make different choices. So it could be that you continue to show up to a relationship that's not healthy, and this full moon or this experience, you know, highlights for you where it is that you do deserve better, and move through those limiting belief systems that, you know, are telling yourself that you need to settle or, you know, stay within a situation that might be not the healthiest, but that feels known and comfortable. So this can be transformative in that sort of way. And it could also be, you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily just with relationships. It could also be with career, with anything in life, that there needs to be some kind of physical experience that sort of jolts us awake. And once you sort of, you can see that you can't go back to not being able to see the situation for what it is. And OWL and the 16-7 are really helping you to see more clearly where it is that some new action needs to be taken, some new, some progression forward, right? Like the 16-7 is all about evolution forward, but in a very like spiritually aligned type of way, in this physical experience. So anyway, it's incredibly powerful. It's incredibly beautiful. And you know, that's the other thing. This is a general reading. So for you, if there's not something that stands out or something that you clearly see that comes in that needs this transformation, or you don't move through some kind of major transformation around this full moon, then it might just be that you need to hold space for someone who's moving through that, right? We don't always have things that we have to like be constantly healing and moving through and expanding upon, et cetera, et cetera. but for nines, that's sort of a theme of the journey, right? So anyway, this has the potential to be very transformative, or again, you have the potential to hold space for someone as they're moving through something very transformative. And, you know, as a nine, that's incredibly beautiful. So yeah, I hope it's a beautiful full moon. The other thing I will say is with both the seven and OWL, this is very spiritually aligned, right? There's like a deeper, like very ethereal, mystical kind of component to this energy, especially with OWL, right? Again, seeing through the darkness, seeing through the illusion into the sort of higher consciousness type thing. And so there's it's very possible that under this sort of in this time frame, you'll have some deeper insights that come in. You'll have some greater clarity. You'll have the answers to the bigger questions that you've been asking. And the question is going to be, what are you going to do with that clarity when it comes in, right? So hope it's a beautiful full moon for you all. Take care, nines. Bye for now.